Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining me now, as he does at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing well. How are you, Ian?
I'm doing well. Friday night, a new month. Spring is upon us. Can't complain.
Well, I mean, we can, but...
But who's listening? Well, before we do this week's show, let me clear up my challenge from last time. I said, start with the phrase March to April. Rearrange the letters and you can spell an 8-letter piece of furniture and a 4-letter noun often taken in from that piece of furniture. What are they?
Well, what are they?
Well, if you did a lot of streaming during quarantine, you can spell armchair and plot.
Yes, I've sat in an armchair now and then over the past year. Well, Ian, I was going to do a set of nice and easy questions because of the holiday weekend, but it appears that an April Fool from yesterday hung around and wreaked a little havoc with my questions. I've just now seen what they've done, so we'll have to use what they've left me and see what happens.
Okay.
First up, because of temporary lyrics, was originally called Scrambled Eggs, written by Paul McCartney, by the Beatles, what 1965 song?
I get it. Yesterday.
That's right. And those temporary lyrics are Scrambled Eggs, Oh My Baby, How I Love Your Legs, Not As Much As I Love Scrambled Eggs. Used for someone, what word creating cocktails who is skilled at, beginning with M, is?
Mixologist?
That's right, a mixologist. As many words as possible, shaking up 16-lettered cubes, what game involves in a 4x4 tray using adjacent cubes in the grid and then searching for?
I'm trying to think of, it's not Scrabble.
It has a very sort of kind of similar name.
Boggle?
It's Boggle, that's right.
Ugh.
Has been the subject of many debates, a series of 7 novels, with most arguing that should come first, by what author, about the order in which to read the books, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
C.S. Lewis?
That's right. Folks who disagree with that say that a book called The Magician's Nephew should be first, and they also argue that C.S. Lewis himself wanted it that way. But others cite the context in The Magician's Nephew and in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe that makes it pretty clear that it shouldn't be in that order. Finally, and... interweaves black and white scenes directed by Christopher Nolan, shown in reverse chronological order, shown in chronological order, what 2000 film with color scenes?
Gosh, is it Memento?
It is Memento. Very good. What 2000 film directed by Christopher Nolan interweaves black and white scenes shown in chronological order with color scenes shown in reverse chronological order? And there is a hidden feature on one DVD version of the movie where you can watch the film that's recut in chronological order. So they reshuffle all the scenes and put them so you can see the story from beginning to end.
Well, I've got an idea for next week's Any Questions.
Well, Ian survived my nonsense. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions to see if any of the extra credit questions made it through spell check this week. Or let us know how you did on this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase, sorry about that. Rearrange the letters to spell a 6-letter profession, a 5-letter word for something that person might create, and a 3-letter word for a computer key they might press while creating that thing. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
See you soon, will you we?